So we are connecting today for the newbie bloggers, how to create and monetize your blog post. And again, I kind of review this each time we come on, and I get that. But we start off at the beginning with choosing our blog name, and then how we're going to get online, how we're going to customize it, how we're going to write and publish it, and finally, how we're going to promote it and monetize it. And so the month of December is all about monetizing. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit. I did have several calls this morning on folks that are not only monetizing blogs, but vlogs with a V. They're doing a video blog. So instead of writing, they're simply talking and recording it. And they were wondering how could they do their affiliate links in a vlog. And so I had quite the discussion with a couple of folks earlier today on how to do that. And again, it depends on your platform. And we're going to, again, we talk about platforms when we go through the whole series. But once you decide where you're going to host your blog or vlog, then you can, in your actual comments, you can put your affiliate links. And the only thing to remember is, definitely mention that you're using an affiliate link, or however you're going to do that. She's going to start talking about children's books, the gal I was talking to earlier today. And then she thought if she chose a children's book to read on her vlog, that she could then put the affiliate link in the comment section underneath the video on how to get the book if folks wanted to actually get the book. And then she could get paid because it's a book that they, you know, came to hear about through her, and that way she could get paid for reading the books. So I thought that was pretty ingenious. So I can't wait what that looks like for her. So to get started, I'm going to share my screen and just going to review a couple of things here. Bear with me. This is my homepage. And again, I always have to give a disclaimer that when I have a Zoom call on, my computer operates very slowly. This is my International Academy. And so I want everyone to see where to find everything. And I want to give a little kudos to Sally. She's got a lot of great things happening in her life. This is just the header of the Academy. It talks about who I am and what I do, but then it goes right into the courses. And I am co-hosting this Fit as a Fiddle with Rita Brewer, and we're talking all about health, and that's a free meetup, and it is, and I always have to look at my calendar, it is the fourth Monday of every month. Again, if you just go to the kathybinner.com and go to the calendar, they're all right there in one place. But yes, that one is the fourth Monday. So as you scroll down, you'll see here where we do the six F's of real estate. That's long-term investing. And then we do the ins and outs of opening a B&B, and that is rental investing. Bless you, Sherry.
Sorry.
And you can see where Adam is my co-moderator or co-host there. And, oh, sorry, back up here. I've got Christy as my co-mod co-host on that one. And then Adam is my co-mod co-host there. And then Build a Better Business. This one is going to be Sherry. And I don't have our pictures on there yet, so I made a note to update that. And here is where we are today. And this is our newbie bloggers. And Sally is my co-mod co-host on that one. And then as we scroll down, I have the Writers Guild. I'm looking for an author to co-host or co-mod that one with me. And then we have Connections Over Coffee, which is about how to create a nonprofit. And then our last one is networking and how to create a mastermind, and then how to monetize that as well. And Mason is my co-host, co-mod there. So in this last one, the kind of unique part about this one is when you join this group, not only do you get to see how a mastermind works, but you actually get a turn to run the mastermind. And it's on the book, John Maxwell's book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. However, once you learn how to run your own mastermind, you can use your own material for that. So that's what I wanted to show you. I'm going to scroll back up. All of these lanes have not only the free version, but then there's a course, and then there's a mastermind that goes with each one. So with that said, I'm going to jump over today to our topic, which is blogging. And let's see, I think I want to jump one more. Again, I apologize for my slow computer. So today we're going to talk about blogging, and over here on the left column, this is everything that is in the course. So if you actually sign on to the course, if you sign into the mastermind, you get the course included. So all of us except William, he's a newbie here with us today, but the rest of us are all in the mastermind, so we automatically get the course. But this talks about everything that we review within the year. So to get started, we talk about picking a blog name, and then there's several chapters under that, then getting your blog online, and then customizing your blog, and then how to write the blog and publish it, how to promote your blog, and finally how to make money. So we're in step six today. This is December, so we're talking about how to make money. And in January, we're going to start from the top. So if you're not officially blogging yet and you want to be blogging, you're perfect time, because we're going to actually get into how to do that. So make money blogging. So once you've put the effort of creating a great blog content and promoting your blog, making money from your blog is actually the easy part. The first thing you could do is you could just sell advertising space. Now, this seems a little daunting. Has anybody bought advertising? Sherry, have you bought any advertising for your business yet?
I have some, but I'm not very efficient and effective at it. I'm still working on it.
Okay. So you're still just organically growing your business, and you haven't really started purchasing advertising. Okay.
No, I'm working towards that, but by the middle of the second quarter of next year, I should be.
Okay. Okay. Well, one of the easiest places is Google AdSense. Google finds the advertisers for you, and all you have to do is place the Google AdSense code on your blog or on your business, and you start running ads. So Google AdSense takes all of the hard work out of the process, and they just cut you a check. So make a note, Google AdSense is a great way to monetize a blog or your business. If like Sherry, Sherry may be using her blog more as an advertising tool, and she wants to actually advertise the business, not necessarily the blog. So you can kind of use this either way. You can even either advertise your business with AdSense or advertise the blog itself if that's what you're trying to monetize. So the number of visitors to your blog, this one's pretty obvious. More people visiting your blog means more clicks on the advertisement, which means more money for you, and the visibility of the ads. When you put the AdSense code on your blog, you have the choice of the style of advertisements. They have large images, they're small, there's text. It's also, you get to choose where it's placed. The more prominently the ads are displayed, the more likely they are to be clicked. However, have any of you clicked through and Googled, and I use the term Google loosely, have you done a search on something and an article comes up? Well, that's simply somebody's blog. And then you can't get through the darn thing because there's so many ads. Don't do that. That's just the downside of getting carried away with ads, because I've had some that it's so hard to even try to get through them. And I don't know about you, but have you ever clicked on something when you're actually trying to read it on your phone? And there's so many ads that just keep popping up that I can't even get through reading the darn thing. And sometimes I go, okay, I'm not that interested. I'm not going to fight to try to read this whole article. And I end up Xing out of it because there's so many ads. So it's a delicate balance trying to achieve the proper amount of ads and the right size of ads and where you're going to place them. Now, the other thing that's important about monetizing is the topic that you're blogging about. It's the final factor that affects your AdSense income is the topic, because advertisers are going to pay more to be on certain blogs than they will for others. For example, if your site is about golf, your readers are likely to have a healthy income. Based on this, there's a good number of advertisers that want to get their ads in front of your readers, and they're likely to pay a good amount per click to do this. Contrast this with a blog about Justin Bieber. The readers of this blog are likely to be teenage girls who usually don't have very much purchasing power. And because of this, the advertisers are less likely. Now, I say that, but then I say this. If you've got a small readership, even though it's about golf, and you've got a large readership because it's about Justin Bieber, that could affect what they're willing to pay. So volume does make a difference. So these three factors will determine the amount of money you make, and estimating exactly what you will make is pretty difficult. But a high traffic blog on the right topic has the potential to bring in several thousand dollars every month just on ad clicks. So you could make profit on your blog just from ad clicks. Of course, many people earn less than this, and some earn even more. In fact, it's been estimated that some top AdSense publishers earn nearly $2 million per year just from AdSense. So you could hone this to be your primary income. Okay, but keep in mind that making money from your blog takes time. After all, there's a reason that learning how to make money from a blog is the last step in this whole series, because you've got to create a great blog. You got to have all of that, a great name. You got to get online. You have to customize it. You have to write it. You have to publish it. You have to promote it. And it's finally at the end that you make money. Okay. So now another way, and this is what we were talking about earlier today with my girlfriend when she asked about vlogging, is affiliate programs. An affiliate program is a commission-based way to advertise. When one of your readers clicks on a link inside your blog, they get sent to an advertiser's site and you earn a commission if they purchase. A perfect example of this is an Amazon affiliate link. And so if you want to blog about something you purchased, for example, I don't know if you gals remember this, but early on I had purchased a light ring because I was going to start doing some videos. Well, I discovered that a desk lamp behind my computer actually works better than the light ring for me. But anyhow, when I purchased the light ring, I had blogged about it in my blog and I had the Amazon affiliate link, and I had like 10 people that bought the week my blog published. I had like 10 people buy the same light ring and the green screen and, you know, the whole kit. But here's the joy about Amazon affiliate links. And I mentioned this before, how many of you shop on Amazon? And when you go to Amazon and you shop for something, on the same page, it says people that bought this also bought this and this and this and this. And it puts a whole list of things across the bottom of your screen. Well, the good news is if someone clicks through your affiliate link on Amazon, you not only get paid for the item they clicked through on, but you get paid for everything in their order. So if they order toilet paper and paper towels and they're like, oh, I'm on Amazon, I'm getting this light ring that Kathy talked about, but I think I'm going to go ahead and just put in my week's order of all my paper goods or whatever, you get paid a commission on everything they ordered. So an Amazon affiliate link is a beautiful thing. You could also sell products and services. Now, that's what I do along with my Amazon affiliate link. I also sell some products and services. I sell my courses. I sell my masterminds. I sell my coaching services. Everything that I showed you originally on the Kathy Venner International Academy is what I'm promoting inside my blog post. So I'm actually selling products and services. And then digital downloads. I have a girlfriend. She made $500 last month on a journal, selling a journal. And Debbie just mentioned in our earlier call today on Clubhouse that she found a great journal that really inspires her to journal. And we talked about how important it was this morning in Clubhouse to create a journal. But a digital download, it's ebooks, it's video tutorials, it's e-courses, or it's just a journal with little to no overhead, no shipping. You can keep the price low and inviting. Here's what my girlfriend did. She went to Canva. She made a cover of a journal, and she's, you know, it's the 2022 journal and whatever graphic she put on the cover. Then she clicked through, I don't know how many pages, I'll have to ask her, of just lined pages, you know, like a notebook. And she created one, and then she duplicated it, I don't know, 50 times. And then she put a back cover on it. It's all digital, so there's a link to it. She blogged about it in her blog. She put the link, and when people downloaded it, she made like $5 a journal for them to download. And all, and it took her, I don't know, 10 minutes to make this blank journal with a little bit of inspirational messaging in the front end. And she's now selling it for $5 a journal. And she made like $500 last month on blank pages. Really? So digital downloads. So don't overlook that. Then memberships. Another way to monetize is by creating a membership option on your blog. And that's what my masterminds are. My masterminds in the Kathy Benner International Academy are membership sites. And right now, again, just as a marketing tool, I'm doing a BOGO thing where if you join one mastermind, you get the second mastermind for free. And so I have probably added 10 new clients, paying clients to my academy in the last 4 weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot, but over time, because it's a membership site and they're going to pay every month, that really adds up. So take some time to think about that, about creating a membership site as well. Okay. So those are some ways to monetize. And so let's move on. Make money by selling physical products. All right. My granddaughter has decided that she's going to sell candles. She started doing a little blog right on Facebook. So instead of using any other platform, she's just putting her platform as Facebook, and she's just blogging a little bit about what she's doing today and what scents she's making and her delivery and that sort of thing. And she is actually selling a physical product. Now you can do that, but for me, I'm about passive income. You can see in my name under my slide here that I'm a passive income coach. So I don't want to spend my time out in my garage boxing up products. But if you have a great product and you want to monetize it, you certainly can monetize a product, a physical product. And then you can even create affiliate links if you want. And by the way, for those of you that have a service or, you know, like a book or something like that type of a product, if you use a platform such as what I'm using as Teachable, my Teachable allows me to create affiliate links for my students that they can also sell some of my products and get a commission for doing it. And I get a commission for them doing it. So just so you know, a lot of platforms will allow you to create your own affiliate links for your customers so that they can help sell your products and services. Now, you can also sell private ads. Now, how do bloggers get paid using private ads? Once you've created a blog that generates tons of traffic, advertisers will get interested in placing their ads on your site, but you can still reach out to advertisers yourself once your blog is established. So with this method, you decide how much you want to be paid, not the advertiser, you decide. And then unlike selling physical products where the advertiser pays you, you actually are getting paid to put their banner over on your blog post. So I haven't done this yet. It you usually have to have a huge amount of traffic for anyone to even be interested in paying to be on your blog site. But it's something to keep in the back of your mind that, you know, you can sell private ads. Now, here's just an example. I could see Sally as a travel blogger. I could see her getting so much of a following because let's face it, when I talk to folks these days and I go, what is it you want to do more of? Everyone is like, travel. Everyone wants to travel more. They never tell me, oh, I want to get another two or three jobs. I want to work more. They all say, no, I want to travel more. And so if Sally creates this travel blog and has quite the following, I can imagine that restaurants and hotels and different places that she's blogging about, they're going to want to start advertising on her blog, which is another way that Sally then could make money is off of advertisers wanting to be on her blog. And again, we talked about the digital products. Gosh, I don't know. I might have to try the journal thing because everybody's talking about wanting to journal And, you know, we just had a great speaker at our last conference, where he talked about the gap and the gain, and to, you know, to keep track of how far you've come. Because as entrepreneurs, sometimes we are always looking at the horizon on where we're headed and where we should be. And we forget to really give ourselves some credit for what we've already done. And journaling is a great way to keep track of that and give ourselves some credit. Now, there can be sponsored blog posts. It's another tried and true way that bloggers can make money. However, it's kind of tough. You have to do it the right way to earn money with it. It's a win-win in that a company or a brand pays you money to write about them in your article or blog post. So this is where they tell you what they want you to write about for in order for them to sponsor you. And again, you kind of have to have some sort of a following, but this could be, let's say you're into fitness and you have a great fitness blog post. And so now some of those big fitness companies might want to sponsor a blog post. And it's just like when we tune in on the television set and we see a movie star or somebody that's famous in our minds, at least, and they're endorsing a product, you know, well, they're paid to do that. They're paid to endorse that product, whatever that product is. Now, again, I think it has to be something you believe in. I don't think if you just start endorsing everything, you'll kind of lose your readership, because folks will know whether it's sincere or not. And I think it has to be something you're passionate about, and it has to be something that lines up with your message already in order for a sponsored blog post. And then you can monetize your blog with CPC or CPM ads. Have you ever heard of the term cost per click? That's what CPC means. It's another common way that bloggers can make money. With this method, you place ads on your site, and the more clicks that your ads get, the more you're paid. And so it's known as a pay-per-click, and there's usually just a banner that's placed in a strategic place on your post. But again, I think it has to go along with your message. You know, I think if it's a total disconnect, I don't know that folks would click on it, because obviously folks were interested in what you're blogging about, and that's why they're on your reading your blog. And if an ad comes up for something, pops up of something totally different and totally unrelated, I can see where that would be a huge turnoff. So, and again, that goes back to that Google AdSense. It's a popular ad network for placing those ads. And then again, the online courses, which is what I have. And then again, be a freelance writer. So for you writers that are listening, freelance is really quite easy. You can start a blog and start offering writing services. You just need to let people know what you're offering. It's not for everybody though, because sometimes there are some deadlines. But if you enjoy writing, becoming a freelance writer is a way that you can monetize your blog, because you can talk about your freelance writing. And so how do you intend to make money with your blog? That is the big question. And again, some of you may not be making money from the blog itself. You may be using the blog so that folks get to know, like, and trust you so that they buy your actual product. So in a way, you are monetizing your blog because you're referring them back to your products and services. So with that, I'm going to stop the share and welcome. I see Ruth jumped in. So anyway, let's go around and see what everybody's thoughts are. Sally, let's start with you.
Okay, I have the opportunity to add a couple of affiliate links. One is 4Ocean, and if you haven't heard of 4Ocean, they pull plastic out of the ocean.
Okay.
And with that plastic, they make a lot of different things, but primarily they make these bracelets, and each of these represent a pound of plastic that they pulled out of the ocean. So I can add them for people to just purchase these things. The other, I just haven't done it. You know how slow I can be on some of these things.
Well, the other, not like you haven't had anything going on, Sally.
Yeah, nothing. The other thing is a special needs group I can add, because people can order their own equipment through special needs group. So I can add that as a link. They can get their oxygen, their, you know, they'll be able to give them the whole detail of when and what and they want and where they want it. So again, I can do that. I just haven't. I might, Matt is here. I might take advantage of this. So just do this. Get this set up for me.
Now, again, before we move on, let me just show you an easy way to do some affiliate links. And I've got so many things opened on my computer and I didn't have this one opened up ahead of time. So it might take me a minute to get it opened up. But this is my actual website page. And an easy way to add that to your website page, again, I have to wait for it to load here. When you go, this is my little menu bar up here. Again, my website, and this is all in Build a Better Business, which is not for today's class, but I use Don Miller's example of StoryBrand, and he indicates to not give your viewers tons of to choose from. And so as you can see, I've kind of hidden my menu up here and we call it hamburger. The only call to action that my viewers see their free strategies. But when you click up, come up, and here I have a resources page. And so when you click on the resources page, again, it'll take a minute for it to load. Sorry about that. It might help if I close some of my windows, but I'm in Florida and I'm doing all my stuff down here instead of at home. So, and I can do that. I can work from anywhere. So that's why I've got some of my stuff opened up here. Let me close some of these. Maybe it'll load a little faster. It's trying. You can see here the URL is just under my website and it says resources. Here we go. So when you get to my resources, again, you'll see I just have the little hamburger menu up here and schedule your free strategy session is my only calls to action at what we call the top of the fold when you open up my website. But when you scroll down, I've got the 6 F's of real estate investing, Happy House Hunters Mastermind. And so I know it's hard to find all the right forms. And so I have links with a purchase. So I'm selling actual digital products, like we talked about the journal. I'm selling these digital products right here. And it's a sample open house checklist and public record sites and a lease agreement, pet addendums. And I'm selling those forms. And then when you get past that, here is a syndicate real estate investing. And I'm actually selling a membership into a syndicate. And when I say selling, I'm not getting paid because you can get paid a lot of different ways when you monetize. So I'm not actually selling the membership. When somebody joins this syndicate, I get 90 days of free advisory fees and I get my fees waived for 90 days and they get their fees waived for 90 days. So that's the win-win. They get free fees for 90 days. I get free fees for 90 days. So that's what I get out of this. So it's actually an advantage to the person clicking through and it's an advantage to me. Then I go on down into the ins and outs of opening a B&B. And again, it's not a lot, but if somebody clicks through and puts a property on Airbnb, this is for short-term rentals, which I teach, I get $40 and they get $40. So we do get cash on this one. And then building a better business. When I come down here, here is the link. So this is what they get. And I either get points, I get money, I get some free membership. It's whatever, each one's a little different. But this is how I get paid for doing affiliate links. And so you can scroll down. I've got Vistaprint, I've got HostGator, I've got Author Academy, Author Wizards, PLR, free email content, create live streams, free graphic designs. So all of those gives me something in exchange for giving the consumer something. So it's a win-win. So my point in all of this, and this might help you, Sally, is that you could simply create a resource page on your website. And then when you go to blog about it, you can highlight this URL to put into your blog. your resource page URL. And that's how you can monetize some of those resources. So you can tell all about it in a blog post, and then you can say, you know, if you want to learn more, click here, and you can use whatever your resource page URL is. Because if somebody clicks on this link, if I copy and pasted that link into my blog post and someone clicked on it, this is the page that would come up. That it wouldn't take them to my homepage where they could scroll and go, I don't see any resources here. What is she talking about? I would actually use the URL right here to the resource page. And then you could even go a step further. If you just wanted to send them to one thing, let's say that I wanted to send them to Syndicate and I wanted to blog about that. Let's say I'm doing a blog post on long-term investing, passive income. And I said, I found this Syndicate. I love it. You guys need to check it out. If I click on that link, that's the link that they normally would click on. Wait for it to load. The page that's coming up is what they would see. So they would see this. You're in good company. Kathy Benner has invited you to join Fundrise. You see that? That's what they would get. Then this is the link right here that I would want to put into my blog post. I would want to, oh, can you hear me? It says my internet is unstable. Yep. Sally, if I go away, stay on.
Okay.
Because I'll come right back. The internet bumps me off. I'll come right back on. But anyway, under this Fundrise, if I wanted to blog just about this, because you can see it already had, it's already set up for me. It's my affiliate link. I would highlight this URL, and that's what I would then put in my blog post. Now, for those of you that are blogging, and I'm going to stop sharing so I can have the chat. For those of you that are blogging, I can just type the words, and some are a little more tech savvy than others, so I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence. But if you're blogging and you type in there, I love this Fundrise Syndicate, I can type that sentence. And all I have to do is highlight the word Fundrise Syndicate and then go up where you normally choose, whether you want to bold or whether you want to italicize or whatever. There's a little emblem there to click for a link. And if you click that, it'll say, where do you want to link that phrase? And that's where I would put that URL. So you don't type the big URL into your blog. You just type what you want to say. Like, I love Fundrise Syndicate. Under the Fundrise Syndicate is where I would put that URL. So my readers wouldn't even see it. They would just click on the words Fundrise Syndicate and that other page would open up. Does that make sense? Okay, let's move on. Sherry, how about you? How are you monetizing? I know that some of your blogs were published already and some were not yet. You were waiting because your son does a lot of that for you. So tell us where you're at.
Let me share my screen.
Oh, absolutely. Let me click share screen. You are ready.
All right. I was ready for you today.
Good, 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 good.
So this is the latest blog post that's live. There's another one which is supposed to go live today, but we didn't get an image yet. So Michael has not released it. So I am not going to share it with you.
Okay.
So one of the things that your recommendation, and I figured out why it was on there, we added a right sidebar over here to add my categories and add the most recent posts. So in this particular blog post, I'm not going to actually read it to you, but we have links to, I have an actual at the very bottom. I'm going to flip down there, an actual article, a site, and Michael figured out this some kind of hyperlink to actually get it to function the way it's supposed to for my audience, because you know, everybody has their own way of doing citations. So that's that one, but I'm going to flip back to the top. So that's one thing that was added. Not quite sure why this, I'm going to have to talk to him that this is purple and it's not showing up too great, but that's okay. So we page down here, he added an image for me, which is one of our images, But this is, I thought was pretty cool. This is a link to Amazon for my book. I have no idea how he made it look like this.
Very nice.
So you can buy it on Amazon, share it. You can also have a free preview.
I like that.
Then he added buttons for the method. And this is how I'm monetizing my blog at the moment, is my products. There's one to my method. There's one to my toolkit. And then there's another link just to going to the About Me page. So I tried to do a whole bunch of different links within this blog post. And then this one, it's not showing up exactly correctly, and I'm not sure exactly why, but this is supposed to have a thing here to sign up for a newsletter from me. And then this is supposed, another
process, Sherry. It's a process. So
yeah, I'm not sure why it's looking so funky today. Maybe Michael can figure that out. But these are older blog posts that you can scan different directions to get older blog posts. But I wanted to show you this. That's why I asked you to share the screen. I have no idea how he did it. I'd have to have him on here to share with you how it was working. But I thought that was pretty cool that somehow or another he got that too. And I know. I know you guys use HostGator. I'm pretty sure that he took some kind of embed code and put it in the CSS feed.
So am I correct that, Sherry, you guys are simply using WordPress?
Yes.
Okay. And I know Ruth uses WordPress. So now, and I, Sally, is your site on WordPress? Because I know your son helped yours. Okay. So, and again, I don't want to insult anyone's intelligence, because there's people that are way far more technical than I am, but WordPress is kind of the grandfather of websites. And then what's happened over the years is a lot of companies have decided that they're going to put together some themes and make it easier for you to get things published and not have to be a WordPress programmer per se. And I could figure out WordPress, but I chose to not. I chose to go with one that was already kind of done, and what we call plug and play, and HostGator is simply a plug and play.
Right. So, within HostGator, if you can add embed codes in a backend, like an add to your CSS feed. Okay, yes. Forgive me, because I don't have no idea what CSS stands for. All I know, it has to do with the coding on the back end of the website.
There's usually a plugin that says embed, and you can scoot that plugin over, and then you can do an embed code in that plugin.
So where he found that to do it, I don't know, but I'm sure that that's what that is. It's some kind of thing that he embedded some code from somewhere to get that to work like that.
I love it. I love it. Sherry, you always have all kinds of things that you're working on.
And very inventive. So this coming Monday, the 20th, I wrote a blog post about Santa Claus and why I hate Santa Claus.
Okay.
So look, if you want to, because we won't really see one another between now and that, hopefully it'll go live on the 20th. And then I'm sending out my email for the week's blog post on Tuesday. And then really looking for what's happening over the next week, so that they get the one email with everything in it, like you're kind of doing on Sunday. So look for, if you're interested, into why I hate Santa and what it has to do with dysgraphia.
Okay, very nice. I'll keep an eye out for that. Now, do you have us on your email list?
I don't know. Maybe Sally is, but maybe Sally is only getting things on social media. I have no idea who signs up.
On social media as well.
I was actually thinking about adding this one on social media today. It didn't get happen. Didn't get done before the meeting today, because Michael and I had another project we had to take care of. So if I have time today, it'll happen. If not, it'll happen tomorrow, but I was going to share this particular blog post on different groups today, using some of the recommendations that you share about the beginning and not using the end of the sentence and such like that.
I love it. I'm going to watch for it. And when we see each other's blogs out there on social media, definitely like them and share them, because giving it a like actually boosted in the algorithm, but then giving it a share boosted even more. And you gals are really good at liking and sharing my stuff. And I too will watch for yours as well. So yes, so that's how we can support. Mary, thank you so much. I love it.
Sure.
All right, Debbie, how about you? How are you coming along on your HostGator?
I'm doing very well. I actually have been working on a few new entries to put in there because I want to publish it. I mean, it's not going to do me any good sitting there all, you know, doing nothing. And but in the same breath, I have been exploring how and what I want to put on my Facebook page, Go Green with Debbie Marks, because I'm not really allowed to use the company name, but if it's on the post, that's okay. But I really want to expand that. And with the guest we had on Fireside Chat Friday, really got my brain thinking about, you know, recycling more and putting the thing out in the garden, compost. And, you know, and the thing that was odd was I never thought about what I was going to throw out from the refrigerator, food, instead of putting it down the garbage disposal or in the trash. I put it in the grocery sack and I took it out and I put it in one spot in the garden. And it's like, okay, I can do this. You know, it's easy. And if I don't want it to sit in the garage overnight or whatever, I'll just put the little bag outside the garage door and, you know, do it. And in the same breath, I'm getting my journals ready and my goals for 2022. I realized something I heard the other day, that so many people wait till January 1st and then, you know, they kind of get lost in everything and then they don't follow through. Well, I'm going to be ready this year for next year. You know, got this whole month of December, well, 20 some days left. And don't think about, oh, well, you know, I'll just start it next month. Don't think about it that way, because you lose a lot of important thoughts and you're not rushed like you are once you hit January. And you can be more methodical about what you're putting on it and how you want to do the goals for next year. And how you want to realize that, you know, it's really not about the money. The money will come later, but it's what you want to do with your goal. And you know the old saying, how many times do you have to hear something before it penetrates the thick wall of the brain and you implement it? And that's what I have been finding once, you know, I kind of put things into perspective, and I'm enjoying this journey getting ready. You know, my husband asked me the other day what I wanted for Christmas, and well, you know, so I'm going through Amazon picking out the picture that I want, because I want two journals. I'm going to have a journal for farming and I'm going to have a journal for my personal life. And that's important. So yeah, that's about where I am at the moment. And I think that's pretty good.
I love it. Debbie, it's what we talked about this morning in Clubhouse about how to become who it is you want to be. Right. And you're enjoying the journey as you're embracing your blog and you're embracing your business and you're embracing the social media. And for those of you that didn't get to hear, Debbie interviewed Nancy Holderman on Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks last Friday. And Nancy was so informative about all the things to do for recycling. And again, it's just one small piece of becoming who we want to be, you know, and we're talking about legacy, and we're talking about how all of this ties together with a heart-centered type business. And so, you know, Nancy's talk was right up there at the top. So I encourage all of you on this call to go listen to that interview. She was very informative. And again, it's housed on Vimeo is the platform that it's on currently. But Debbie, in the first of the year, are you going to house it over on YouTube, am I thinking, or still on Vimeo?
Yes. No, YouTube. Everything's going to be on YouTube.
Okay. Okay. So anyway, and these older interviews that Debbie has done this year, they're also going to be over there. So you'll be able to listen to all those. So Debbie, good job. Great, great, great job.
I'm going to add one note.
Sure, go ahead.
What was interesting about Nancy was there were so many things that I caught that you thought one way about, you know, stacking papers or cardboard or the difference with glass and plastic. And she really, like, here's for instance, when you get rid of a plastic bottle, leave the lid on it, kind of squish it a little bit, but leave the lid on it. And there was a whole explanation as to why you do that. So like Kathy, I'm going to repeat, you really got to listen to it. It was really great.
And just to give Debbie a little plug before we go along, this is all of the Fireside Chats with Debbie Marks on Vimeo right now. There are 9 recordings there, Debbie. Did you know you had 9?
9. Has it really been that long?
Yes, you have 9 recordings there of Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. And all of those are going to go over onto YouTube in January. And then she's going to continue on interviewing someone every single month. So tap into that. Some great material there. All right, Ruth, how about you? How are you doing on your blog? Oh, you're on mute, sweetie.
I'm still investigating WordPress. I need to get back and finish that training. Last week I was busy doing something else. I focused on something else. So I will jump back into that and then make a decision, WordPress or HostGator.
Okay. All right, perfect. And William, do you have anything you'd like to share? You've been patiently listening to all of us talk about our blog post. And I remember you mentioning on Clubhouse this morning that you also are a writer.
Thanks, Kathy. My neurons are all stirred up between this meeting and, of course, Clubhouse for the first time. And as I mentioned, I probably spent a half an hour trying to figure out Clubhouse and just trying to get a photo on there. My main goal after we sign off is to go over to beautiful Blendon Woods and take a walk and let my head clear. You know, there's so many great ideas. A lot of this I'm familiar with and I've dabbled with over the years, you know, especially like WordPress, and it gets so convoluted and challenging, and then something else pops up and I just go off in a different direction. So this is bringing me back and I'm just kind of settling in thinking, oh, I can do this, you know. And you got a great group of really bright colleagues here, so we'll see where it goes.
Well, we really appreciate you joining us today, and I will share my screen one more time. And again, I apologize for the slowness. Let's get rid of the Fundrise out of here for now. And I want to actually show my blog, which is under Freestyle Living. And again, in Build a Better Business, we do talk about how to name your blog. And once I put together all of my lanes, on what I wanted to talk about, the long-term rental, the short-term rental, the blogging, the nonprofits, the mastermind. I didn't really want to make more money. I wanted to have more free time. And so that's why I'm a passive income coach, is that I wanted more free time, not necessarily more money. And so that's why my blog is named Freestyle Living, because that's what my end goal was. So I just encourage all of you, as you're coming up with names for your blogs, to don't think too small, think a little broader. For those of you that were on the Clubhouse call this morning, you heard Trish. She wrote a book about business, but now she's wanting to add some coaching and some other things to her business. And so now she's thinking that she's named everything a little too narrow and she needs to broaden that out a little bit. So anyway, this is Host Gator, and this was already set up for me. I didn't have to do anything. I went into HostGator and picked a theme. And what I did is I picked a color to match my website. If you remember, I showed you my website earlier, my resource page. I actually picked this exact same red color. So when folks go to my actual website and click, they often don't even realize that they're leaving the website. And what I'm doing here is I'm pulling up my website so you can see the difference. And so what I did is I tried to make it match, because my website is on, believe it or not, is on Vistaprint. I had salons before I got into coaching. I had 5 beauty salons. And so I used Vista because we had to have, you know, the counter card with all of the styling prices. And so that was where my website was. So when I retired from the salon industry and decided to go into coaching, I just used the same Vista because I didn't know any different. I looked at WordPress and it kind of freaked me out. I was kind of like, I don't know what to do with all these blank pages. And so I used Vista. And then I discovered a year into it, when I wanted to add a blog, that Vista didn't have a blog plugin. So that's when I went over to HostGator. So you see this red right here. And when I went over to HostGator, I used the same red. And so onto my website, if you scroll down, and again, it takes a minute to load, and you go past all of the courses, my courses match exactly the Teachable site. But when you scroll down and you get down to the actual blogging section, there's my calendar. When you get down to the blogging section, oh, that's the podcast, one more. Here's the blogging section. And when you get to this section, you click on articles to help you get started. It takes everybody out to this site. Well, the reader thinks it's just clicking onto a separate page, and it's actually taking them to a whole other website called freestyleliving.net, which you see right here in the URL. When you're back over here, this is the kathybinner.com. And if it were taking them to another page in the website, it would just have a forward slash and the page name, like when you saw my resources page. But when you click here, articles to help you get started, which comes under this blogging, it actually takes you out to a whole different URL. But the reader doesn't necessarily realize that. So my point in all of that is that you can build this so many different ways, and it's whatever is easy. I'm all about making it easy. I mean, unless you want to be a web designer, if that's your business as being a web designer, then you can, you know, make it as hard as you want. But if that's not your business, then don't make it harder than it is. And on this one, if you remember, and again, I'm not trying to sell anything. I want you to use whatever site you're comfortable with. But when you go to the little hamburger up here and you click the resource page, and again, it'll take a minute to load. Now, see, I'm still in my website, kathybinner.com/resources. See, I haven't left to the website. But when you come all the way down here to the resources, with HostGator, you can get a HostGator for as low as $275 a month. And the $275 a month includes the domain name. So when you come over to the domain name, that includes the Freestyle Living and this whole platform. Now, my blog only has 3 pages. The 3 pages on my blog is just my home page, my Work With Me page, and my Connect page. That's all I have on the blog. If you're going to monetize a blog, that's all you need to get started, is just those three pages. Then if you want to start adding products and adding services, you can build that out as much or as little as you want. And so that's why in our course called Build a Better Business, that's why it is Build a Better Business, because you are building one block at a time in whatever your business is going to be. So anyway, just to give you an idea, I picked a HostGator that was already set up to blog. So I didn't have to create this. It already has a place to add my blogs. It already has a place to put all my tags. The top three blogs show, it already had the links to go to all of the older blogs. And it already had the option to flip in this join our email list. That's what Sherry was talking about on hers. Hers didn't quite open up all the way. And again, she's going to, there's a plugin for that on WordPress. And that's where she's going to talk to her son about why that didn't flip in and open up all the way. Sherry, you're on mute, sweetie.
Yeah. It usually shows up just fine. I don't know what's going on today. It could be loading issues. Who knows?
That happens. So anyway, I just wanted to share and just show you what some of that looks like. It does not have to be complicated. Mm-hmm. And so you can start with something as simple as a HostGator.
So you see, I just put a comment in the chat. I actually have three different websites, but they are, two of them are subdomains of mine. So if you ever see somebody's thing that says something dot something else at or then .com or whatever it is, that initial, that thing that goes out in the very front is a subdomain. It is similar to what Kathy was talking about with resources, but I actually have three different websites. One is courses.cherrydotter.com. The other one is store.cherrydotter.com. And then my main website is cherrydotter.com. So you can do that as well, not to confuse anybody, but you can do that as well.
Yes. And you can do that on WordPress.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I also put another comment in there while Kathy was talking about monetizing your blog. I learned about this on Friday called answerthepublic.com. You can only do two searches a day. And I just happened to have my search that I did. I printed it out on Friday. I did one on dysgraphia. William, so you understand, dysgraphia is difficulty with writing. It's when kids are having a little a difficult time learning how to make letters all the way up to essays and major papers like that. So that can run that whole gamut of writing. But anyway, so one of the, this is like the first page. The next thing is they have this neat little graphic that they created, but each one of these, you can click on these, if I would have had the website up, but you can click on these and it'll take you to more information. But what's nice about this is that these little things, I want to read some of them to you. So these the purpose of this is ideas for writing a blog post. Sorry, Kathy.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. The whole purpose of going to Answer the Public is to find out what are people searching for, so that when you write your blog post, you're answering the questions in their heads and you're not making them join the conversation in yours.
And right. So one of them is, get clicked on. Yep. So one of them is, how rare is dysgraphia? So I could write a blog post about how many people have dysgraphia. Can you have dysgraphia and dyslexia? So those are some other things. And then they gave you a different search with just going through it and looking at it from a different angle. So actually there are a total of 343 questions. So I have enough to last a daily post for almost a year.
Yeah. So it's a great tool because it shows what questions the general public is already asking about your topic. And so now you can actually start to write a blog post answering questions that are already out there. So you're going to get your blog post clicked on more often. So it's a great tool. Great tool.
Correct.
I love it.
So that's all what right. that's all about. And I wanted to know what was Debbie's married March 27th? Does that mean you were married March 27th?
Oh, Sherry, you missed it.
Sally. I know Sally's getting married. I thought, well, maybe Debbie also got married that day and they're both going to have anniversaries together. So
no, I didn't finish on there. I was asking Sally, March 27th, married? Really?
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Yep.
I okay, thought maybe so. You're sharing your anniversary. Sorry.
No. So congratulations to Sally and Ed. So congratulations, you guys. It's on my calendar already. And Sherry, great job on your blog. And William, thank you so much for being with us today. Debbie, I can't believe you've already got 9 fireside chats with Debbie Marks under your belt. That's amazing. I can't wait to see how that plays out in the new year. And Ruth, thank you so much for being my co-host on Clubhouse. It's been great. And we're going to continue with that. And I can't wait to see your blog post. I've just been watching Ruth in the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And maybe she's been blooming all along, but I haven't seen the bloom. And I've seen it in the last 2 or 3 weeks. And it looks good on you, Ruth. And I can't wait to hear more from you and what you're doing. In your business. It's wonderful. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you everyone for being with us. The fast way to find out when everything is, and I know when you ask me, I always have to look at my calendar, but just go to kathybinner.com, scroll down to the calendar. Everything is right there on the calendar. It'll show you how to get to the right links on the right days for the right folks. And we will see everyone next time. So thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.